Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Who's the fellow who goes out with J-Lo?
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. It's the Luke and Pete Show. I'm Pete Donaldson. I'm joined by Luke Moore. And just before the show started, I demanded to know, who's that fellow who goes out with J-Lo? It's Ben Affleck, Luke told me. Have you seen the recent video of Ben Affleck opening a car door for his partner?
No. I need to see it, though. I mean,
and it's listed as some spurious fucking, the shivers is not dead, blah, blah, blah. But it's basically Ben Affleck looking as Ben Affleck, because the modern Ben Affleck is a walking meme, isn't he? He's just a man with a cigarette, with a Dunkin' Donuts. He loves Dunkin' Donuts so much that he can never not be seen with a Dunkin' Donut in his hand. Dunkin' Donut coffee, anyway. And he's just constantly, and in this video, he's walking towards his car.
I'm watching it now. Yeah,
he's not spotted the paparazzi. He lets his partner in the car, and he's just holding this massive iced coffee, I think from Dunkin' Donuts, and he looks fucking knackered.
Yeah, he does.
He sees
the paparazzi guy at the end and puts his hands out. So what are you fucking doing?
But yeah, what are you fucking doing?
I'm not looking to besmirch Ben Affleck's good character at all.
Right.
But I think what is happening there is that J-Lo has got things in her hands, so she can't answer. I opened the card to herself, so he's doing it for her.
Right, okay.
So it's not like he's some kind of... I mean, because the TikTok video I saw just says, like you said, Ben Affleck shows chivalry isn't dead.
Right.
But, I mean, she literally cannot open the door because she's got her hands full.
Oh, so, I didn't even clock that. It's just more that... Will someone just let Ben Affleck sleep?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? People from that part of the world, from New England, from Boston, they are known for a couple of things. One, for always being in Dunkin' Donuts, because whenever Patriots or Bruins, I think, one of the two, would, I don't know if they still do this, but whenever they win a game at the weekend, I think it was Patriots, actually, they would dish out free coffee at Dunkin' Donuts
to get people in.
Yeah. And secondly, people from that part of the world also drink iced coffee all year round.
Do they? So, right, okay.
So even though it's famously freezing cold in Boston in the winter, everyone buys iced coffee still. So like when my wife's from that part of the world, as you know, when she first moved here, I mean, it's much better now. We kind of caught up on the old iced coffee game. But she was like crazy. She was like, it's the height of summer. I can't get an iced coffee anywhere. What the fuck's going on? The only place I can get somewhere is McDonald's. But now everyone kind of does it, right?
Yeah.
But I think he's obviously got a lot of well-publicised health problems. So I'm hoping he feels better and hopefully can get some sleep, because we do need to get him some sleep. Maybe that's a campaign we should kind of embark upon. Let's help Ben Affleck swap out the sleep.
Get some sleep. Swap out the big sugary coffees for... what I like to call every night. You don't know this about me. I've started drinking herbal tea at night.
Well, I don't think I wanted to know that about you. You disgusting man. Who do you think you are, Andy Brassel?
I started drinking what I like to call calm the fuck down tea, and it's a calm. There's a choice of either a decaf Earl Grey or a calm the fuck down tea, which has stuff like sweepings. It's just sweepings, isn't it?
Those
kind of ones. They just go to the tea factory and go, right, look, just add some lavender oil to this.
Has this happened because of a couple of weeks ago when you puked your guts up in the downstairs toilet and forgot about it because you were so drunk?
No.
Is this a reaction to that?
It was a reaction.
Because you'll be back on the horse sooner or later.
I'll be back on the horse sooner or later.
Why have you started doing that then? What's your cut-off for coffee drinking then? Do you not drink it sort of past midday?
I don't drink it past 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's just not worth the screaming abdabs. So it means your, so it means when I'm doing a ramble situation? React, I am very much at past 10. I am very much like I am usually in bed watching An Office by now.
Yeah, I know that. I saw. I noticed last time I did a ramble react with you, you were quite ratty.
I'm right. Yeah, because I've changed my because I live out in the sticks. I've changed my whole thing to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning because I got to drive in or get the train in. And so, like a late show, I am dribbling, which does make for a better show because I am talking absolute shite most of the time.
I don't think I've noticed in terms of output.
Don't be rude.
I'm just saying that you used to be a bit of a night owl.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, but I used to be a bit of a spell dog. Who like Spelly used to be up until like 1, 2 in the morning. Same with me. But it's untenable when a dog gets up at 6 o'clock and needs a shit.
Yeah. Is that you or the dog? You're talking about yourself like DMX would. Dog needs a shit. What did you used to drink as a hot drink in the evening before you embarked upon this herbal tea adventure?
I don't know. I mean, I was a big coffee guy for most of the day, but like I think the quality of my sleep, like I would get a good solid 7.5-8 hours, which is so rare in modern life. There's so few people that get that, and there'll be people listening at home going, "Oh God, I wish I could get even 5 hours sleep."
Yeah,
but I've always been a pretty good sleeper. But
yeah,
these days, there's always something to do. And also, to be honest, when I wake up at like 6:15, I do sort of feel, yes, a new day. I've got like hours before anyone's asking anything of me. Like I've got like 2 or 3 hours where I can just get some stuff done, get a bit of admin done. So it means that I can be at my desk at like 8 and start doing the things that need to be done before anyone else is up and stuff. It's nice. I like it. I like that part of the day these days.
What do you think the 25-year-old Pete Donaldson were thinking what you just said there?
It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's always the
get
way,
a
isn't
life.
It?
Get
I found when I was away last summer, I went away to some old friends to a festival in Portugal, and we all stayed in this big kind of house, and it wasn't too heavy or anything like that because everyone's a bit older now, so it's kind of pretty chilled. And I was really surprised, actually, by how poorly some of my friends clearly sleep. Like, the only thing that's ever really worked for me is, obviously, we have to work quite hard because we're obviously running our own business and stuff. So you're doing a lot of work, but also kind of fairly regular exercise, even if it's just out for a walk, a bit of fresh air and all the rest of it. That's the only thing that really works for me in terms of sleep. And if I wake up really late one morning, that night I find it quite hard to drop off. But other than that, I'm pretty good. Normally I can do 7 or 8 hours, which, I mean, I've read some stuff online about general sleep health and hygiene among the population, and it's fucking terrible. Like, the average amount of sleep is like 5 hours or something.
It's absolutely,
and I think
how
it's
are you
to do
even
with,
functioning?
Is it not to do with, like, a lot of it's to do with, like, electronic devices, I think.
Oh, like the old blue light and all that.
Yeah, because I heard someone say, you know, obviously, I think they probably understood this wouldn't be possible, but someone was saying that literally the thing they would recommend for someone who can't sleep or needs to try and get more sleep, as a general rule, would be literally just have a room that's got a bed in it, and that's it. And don't go even go in the room unless you're going to sleep.
If you're not going to sleep, yeah.
So your brain starts to realise that that's the room that you sleep in. If you start doing all these other activities in it, it can be just confusing to your subconscious mind, I guess. But that's why you should never have a TV in your bedroom.
Right.
Have you got a TV in your bedroom?
I watch The Office. I got a TV in the bedroom. I watch The Office every night. But again, with that, I don't watch anything challenging. I don't watch anything like, I would just watch the same thing that we watch 6 or 7 times through. So it's like, by the time, like halfway through an episode of The Office, I'm usually asleep. I'm usually dozing, right? And I will wake up as soon as I will wake up to turn the television off every time. And we were in a hotel a few weeks ago, me and Sarah. I was knackered, so I was like, I'm just gonna half an hour. And to wake me up for dinner, she played The Office theme.
And it worked.
And I was like, honestly, first called,
Pavlov's dog.
I am awake and ready to go. It is like a cold shower. I'm like, bang, I'm up.
I should play that. For you.
It's like it's a real weird Pavlovian response.
Like you need perking up.
But I would say also, if you have issues with using devices, you know, using phone devices and stuff, like a lot of people, certainly my partners, the same, like they administer their entire life through one screen, a mobile phone. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got a laptop. I've got this computer is where I do my work. And I've got a mobile phone, and I cannot do anything really on my mobile phone. If I have to, like, do any research, if I have to buy something, if I want to, you know, do anything more than watch a small YouTube video or listen to something or reply to a short text message, I cannot. I will actually, if I want to do a proper response to someone via WhatsApp or text message, I will go to my computer to type that out. And that really helps when you get to the bedroom, when you're going to go to sleep, because there's nothing I really do on my phone that much. I'm not a big social media guy. I'll scroll through Twitter, I'll scroll through bloody Instagram or whatever, but, like, I'm not a big guy like that. So it's really helped me to administer, but my partner, like, administers her entire life. She will write stuff, she will write scripts, she will read stuff, she will order things, and she does everything off one screen, sort of thing. So I think in a slightly more privileged position, because I've got,
so you compartmentalize successfully, but yeah, not even on purpose, it just happened that way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just like a big screen.
I'm kind of a mixture of both, maybe. I think I do use a lot of the Wi-Fi I have access to would say that I'm always on my phone, which is probably fair. Right. But I kind of feel like I have to stay across quite a lot of different bits and pieces, and it's easier for me, I think, to be sat around on my phone in the evening rather than if something comes out of work having to walk back into the other room and go open up the laptop again and all that kind of crap. So I'm kind of similar. But speaking of only ever really watch, so you would say you only ever really watch benign things in bed?
Yeah, we don't watch anything other than The Office. We watch literally just The Office that we've seen six times.
What, every night?
Yeah.
So what happens when you've gone through the whole every episode?
We've watched it. I've watched it seven or eight times, and Sarah's watched it about three times.
Well, then you just mix it up and you do another comedy show or something.
No, because it's just comfortable, isn't it? It's not about watching it.
This would be included in a story about you killing a load of people.
I reckon the thing is, though, my memory is so bad. I reckon I wouldn't even be that good at, like, an office
yeah,
quiz.
I'd probably beat you in it. I'd never seen it.
Maybe we'll do that next week or another. Yeah.
But I was going to say to you, the reason I asked about the hat, if it's just a benign thing that you watch, is because for some reason, I have no idea why I did this. The other day I watched Midsommar in bed.
You love a bit of Midsommar.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Frightening. Yeah, but, like, why do you want to watch it before you go to bed?
I just really, do you not have that thing where you have, like, a hankering, something pops into your mind, you have a hankering just to watch it?
Yeah, but then if I'm watching a film again, I'm like, I'm just wasting my time here. I could be watching a new film.
What? You're watching The Office every night and you've seen it eight times through. So what's the difference?
Bad example, but with a film, I resent having to watch the same film over and over again. I want to watch a new film.
Speaking of that, do you ever reread a book?
Only by accident. I barely ever read. I read on holiday, and I usually get halfway through a spy book and go, I've read this one.
That's quite maniacal.
Fucking Lacar has done me over again.
No one's ever said that to me before. Only by accident.
Yeah, only by accident, yeah.
Because I don't tend to reread books unless it's like a really easy knockabout one, like a Jeeves and Worcester or something like that. Mm. Because they're basically all the same anyway.
Yeah.
And there's 5 million of them, so it doesn't really matter. But I started reading a book this week called Killing Thatcher.
Right.
Which is about the plot in 1984 of the bombing of the Brighton, that hotel in Brighton.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's really interesting. Really good. I was kind of inspired to start reading about that period of history because I listened to that Rest Is Politics episode with Jerry Adams. I don't know if you've heard it. It's Alistair Campbell, Roy Stewart interviewing Jerry Adams. It's really interesting.
It's weird these kind of boogeymen of our past.
Yeah, I find that
have become not acceptable, but they've become something very different. In, you know, they're almost something quite quaint.
Well, it's the peace process, isn't it? I mean, if basically, you know, if the Queen can meet Martin McGuinness, given that what happened with her cousin and all the rest of it, then I guess it's an example to everyone. If you're going to make peace with people, you make peace with your enemies, not your friends, right? So necessarily they have to change in terms of their dynamic to the British people, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I just found it a fascinating interview because it was an interview that had clearly been organised with very few conditions. And Roy Stewart is an ex-British army officer. So there's like a real bit of tension there.
Mm.
Obviously, Alistair Campbell knows both of them pretty well. But anyway, so I started reading about that era. And I'd read a book by Patrick Radden Keefe Who also did a podcast called Wind of Change, which is very good. But his journalism work, he wrote Empire of Pain about the opioid crisis and the Sackler family in the US. Mm. He wrote Snakehead about Chinese organized crime, which you would love, by the way, Peter.
Right.
And he also wrote a book called Say Nothing, which is a story of the troubles in Northern Ireland told through the eyes of several different families. And I really enjoyed that. So I thought, I'll get another book. And this book that's recently come out called Killing Thatcher about this plot. It's fucking amazing. It's absolutely fascinating. I mean, it's obviously horrific, but it's amazing what went on in our lifetimes. But essentially, really, I don't want to cause any problems by, you know, using ill-advised terminology, but it's essentially a civil war in a part of the UK for quite a long time while we were alive. And I don't think it's often thought of like that. And this book kind of brings home all the kind of horror of it for me, because I was probably a bit too young to remember it, but I'm old enough to remember that Gerry Adams' voice and face wasn't allowed on TV. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I mean, that seemed... I can't remember why was that again? Like, why was that to legitimise them as a political force when they were blowing
up? I don't really
up?
Know what decision was made, but every time he appeared as a spokesperson for Sinn Féin or whatever, for those of people who aren't in the UK or too young to remember, he had his voice voiced by an actor. And his face would always blanked out, which, if you think about it now, ultimately had the opposite effect of what they were going for.
Yeah, it made them sound bigger and more...
and really dangerous.
Yeah.
Which is probably what they wanted.
Yeah. Very,
anyway,
very weird.
It's worth reading. It's by a guy called Rory Carroll. I don't know much about him. I don't really know his work that well, but this book is brilliant. And I'd love to do a book club podcast. It's just a lot of work, though, isn't it? And I don't know if anyone would listen to it. Anyway, let's have a break. And when we come back, we'll do our battery brands and maybe we'll squeeze an email in as well.
Lovely stuff.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more. And join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
All right, we're back with the Luke and Pete Show and the Battery Brands, what you found in old remote controls for air conditioning units on holiday. Chris from London. What a weird one this is. Hello, Luke and Pete. I was paying a visit to my parents' abode last week and I was asked to grab a kitchen roll from the cupboard under the stairs. Whilst doing so, I stumbled up upon a box my dad has been keeping of old batteries. What a treasure trove, you might think. Upon pilfering through a bunch of home name brands, which shall not be named due to their commonality, I did come across this, hoping that I might be able to get myself a brand new player. Truly Power Puissance.
Yeah, truly, I mean, this is strange.
Power Puissance. Love the show and all that comes with it. It's kept me going through thick and thin.
It's a new player. I mean, as I'm sure people can guess by now, I have no idea what it means. I have no idea. It's a blue 9-volter by the look of it.
I'm just looking at the actual brand. I mean, that's not a brand itself. But, like, because obviously, you know, from GCSE French. Did we do GCSE? No. SAT level French.
But puissance means power, doesn't it?
So it's truly power. Silly billies.
It must have been named. It looks like a really old battery, but it must have been named by some kind of algorithm.
Maybe it was like Truly Power, and then there was some kind of legal rules that in France that you have to maintain the sanctity of the language used. So they added in a puissance.
The world of battery naming is a fucking fascinating world. It's crazy.
I don't think people really take that much time to think about it. Afternoon, lads. This is from Liam from Bath. First time, long time. Finally found a good reason to get in touch. I was rooting around in my old bedroom in my mum's place. I was visiting home for the first time in months and found an old remote control for a TV VHS combi unit, complete with a VHS of Royal Rumble 2003 still inside. Nice. I like it. Naturally, I opened up the remote to see if I could find some new players, and I'm hoping I stumbled upon a pair you've never laid eyes on before. Behold, these Evisterai Extra Heavy Duty. Any good to you? All the best, Liam from Bath.
Thank you for sending them in, Liam. Definitely an intriguing battery. Unfortunately, you are the fourth person to send those in. Our friend Gary Walsh was the first to send them in back in November of 2021. And then Jay Barnes and Chris Arch have both sent them in subsequently. So you are the fourth person to send in Evisterai.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Sam has got in touch with us. Hello, Luke and Pete. Found a couple of batteries in my solar garden lights for your consideration. Keep up the good word. Solar garden lights, very much a...
they're crap.
I mean, you'd think that they wouldn't have batteries in them. You'd think that they would have some kind of capacitor. But obviously, they need batteries to keep hold of the energy. They're just normal double A's. They're not even like weird
shapes or
anything.
They never work, those fucking solar powered lights.
They do if you look after them. If you get good ones and not cheap ones, like we've got some that are absolute doozies in our backyard.
We've got some heavy duty outdoor lights that you plug in and they're weatherproof and they're fine.
Yeah, but the foxes eat chew on the cables and get 12 volts through their teeth.
Oh, mate, you ain't got to tell me that.
Dirty old foxes. We've got a real snail infestation at the moment. It's very
upsetting. I've seen a lot of snails recently, actually.
Jeez, but I don't know what
time of year.
Because, I mean, it is disgusting how many snails we've got in the garden. I mean, I need to fix this somehow, but I don't know what pellets I can use that's not going to damage little Sammy, because he'll eat anything.
Also, you don't want to be cruel to animals anyway, do you?
You don't want to be cruel to animals, but, look, you don't know how many... I mean, I'm cruel to animals because I'm just stamping on fucking snails. And I like snails. I like them, but there are too many. The snail shit is all up the wall. It's fucking gross, man. They're all in, like, clusters, like, and it looks like... It looks like a big bag of sweets everywhere. Look, it's disgusting.
How many of them would you estimate are in your garden in total?
I think there's probably... There could very easily be 500, honestly. It's honestly.
500? that's not possible.
It is, because there's baby ones as well.
Okay, how many including the junior ones?
You got 500, including the junior ones, because they take up less space. Honestly, it's absolutely gross.
There is not a chance on earth there's 500 snails in your garden.
There is.
I genuinely thought you were about to say
500 snails, and I have got 500 more.
All right, what's the last battery before we move
on? Sanic NIMH batteries. I mean, that's nickel something or other, isn't it? So I don't think that should really count, but it's Sanic, I think, is the...
So these are rechargeable batteries for a solar garden light.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the name of the battery, is it?
I think Sanic is, yeah.
Sanic. Oh, Sanic. Okay, because the NIMH is just like the composition of it.
Nickel something or other.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what MH stands for. Hydrogen?
No one has sent...
What's magnesium? No. Nickel, magnesium, hydrogen? I don't know.
What are you asking me?
Well, NIMH must be nickel. M and H must be the elements.
No, NH is nihonium, isn't it?
MH.
Oh, MH, sorry, okay.
And you typed on your little fucking computer and then came up with that little fact, so you're not having that. There's no way you're having that.
I don't think MH is one, is it?
I'm just saying the M and the H, separately, hydrogen, and the M must be something. What's M? Potassium? I don't fucking know.
No, potassium is K.
M in...
MG is magnesium or manganese. MN is manganese, maybe.
Manganese, right.
You accusing me of not knowing my periodic table. I do know my fucking periodic
table. I'm accusing you of tapping away.
I'm trying to find the next email to fucking line us up for the next pet of the show.
I just think after that Liverpool fan I had a go at you about Trent, you're just hedging your bets all the time. You're trying to square away every little bit of fact.
I saw a great thing about that. So for those of you who don't care about football or listen to the ramble, I made a factual error about Trent Alexander-Arnold, who plays for Liverpool, and people got quite precious about it. Fair enough, you know, they put ourselves out there. If you want to take the praise, you take the criticism. I've got no problem with that. What I do have a problem with is the accusations around some kind of conspiracy that it's because we hate Liverpool that one of us, me, made a factual error. On the 52 shows that I did that week. And that's now extended to the fact that, I wonder why Luke's not on the ramble much at the moment. Is it because, is it because they've asked him to step down? It's like, what?
He's on gardening leave. He's upset the Liverpool fans.
Yeah. I've been asked to step down from the show that I co-own.
His head's not right.
Company that I also co-own.
He's had a go at Trent. His head's not right. Oh, I love that. That's fucking hilarious. Brilliant.
There we go.
Fantastic.
What are we doing? Oh, yeah, Sanic. So, basically, did you get to the bottom of the M chemical name or not?
M in elements, I wrote. Molybdenum. Molybdenum. What's the old atomic number? No, don't need that. I don't need that.
So molybdenum, apparently.
Molybdenum.
So, because I knew Mg was magnesium and Mn is manganese.
The name is derived from the Greek molybdos, meaning lead.
Okay.
It was discovered in 1781. Isn't that amazing?
Lead is PB.
Fucking amazing. Yeah, thanks. Plum bum.
Anyway, Sanic, after all that chat, they are new players. Sanic is a new player. We've not had Sanic before.
Well done, Sanic.
So congratulations to you, Sam, for sending those in. We got there in the end, didn't we?
Hey, yeah, speaking of fine old stuff. Oh, look what I've got. Look what I've got. Got a big, big old telly.
Cool.
Got a big old telly.
My nan and granddad used to have a TV exactly like that in their kitchen.
Honestly, they could make it, I swear, making bank is just about having a big, just a big room where you can keep stuff for 30 years. Because the amount of CRTs that you would see out in the street as recently as 10 years ago and now on fucking Facebook Marketplace or eBay for hundreds of pounds. Like, absolutely.
Well, just because I don't make them anymore.
Standard television. Because they don't make them anymore. Because there's a bit of a interest in sort of retro video game stuff. Look better on CRTs. There's a little bit of, you know, oh, I remember when I had a CRT, blah, blah, blah. But these televisions that have been, you know...
Why did you buy that one?
Well, we've got a podcast show happening. And I thought I'd try and juice up our little display a little bit by, you know, displaying some bits on it. But it's just, I met a man who I think worked for some kind of painter's firm in a car park. And I was sort of taking a picture of myself to send to him to say, this is what I look like, look out for this guy. And I didn't realise that I had my camera up and I was stood right next to a kid's playground. So I've drove up and I'm going, hey, I look like this. And that just looks like I'm just taking pictures of kids by myself. I'm
again,
like hanging out of a car, taking pictures of kids. But the guy said, he said, yeah, what are you going to use this for? I said, you know, I thought I might do something with the display at the podcast show. And he goes, yeah, I mean, I thought that would be something to do. I mean, I was in France in my sister's house and I was clearing it out for her. And I found this and I thought, hey, someone probably want that. And he said, if you need anything in the future, you can only ask.
Huh.
He said, you've got my number. Give us a ring.
What was
his
name?
If I see it, I can't remember, to be honest. Neil, I think. He said, if you've got anything, I might have it. And so,
right.
I've got a
red rag to a bull stuff for you, that.
I've got a painter who's proactively finding stuff for me or something. I don't know what is this, drugs? What's going on? Yeah. Can you touch my hand?
I hope so. I certainly hope so. Can I just also say, on behalf of the Luke and Pete Show community, that your southern accent is coming on leaps and bounds.
Oh, it's
it must
stuff,
be because you live in Essex now.
Yeah, I mean, it's everyone, because you assume that. You know, like strong accents. You assume everyone's got a baseline.
You only ever used to be able to do. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's like kind of like a baseline of accents. You just sort of think everyone kind of talks in a sort of way. And I keep forgetting I live in Essex because every time somebody speaks, it's like proper big Essex accent. I'm like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Everyone's got big Essex accents.
I reckon yours, when you go back up north, do people say that yours has softened?
Yeah, I mean, I've not lived there for 20.
No, but I mean, do people notice years. It? Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, definitely. But
so
then,
maybe in
but
10
then,
years
but
time,
then,
you might just speak like an Essex lad.
But then I come. But then I've seen that if I sort of hang out with someone for, you know, an hour or two, I come out and my accent goes right back to where it was circa, you know, 22 years old. Whenever I do a show like David Cartledge and stuff, it's like it goes right back to where it was.
He's from Sunderland, really. Isn't he?
Yeah, but it's, you know, similar. It's weird. Every dad I knew in Hartlepool is from like Seaham, Sunderland way. Like my dad's from up that way, and so like his accent is proper Sunderlandy, Seaham-y sort of way.
Mm. All right, we haven't had time to squeeze near my limb, but that's just how this show tends
that's
to go.
That's just how it goes.
We'll try
mate.
And do that next
that's
time.
Just how it goes. I'm going to get some drugs off a painter. I think.
Ask it. Set a couple of challenges to him. Why don't you ask him for something quite obscure?
Yeah.
That you would quite like.
Yeah. Find
a DVD of Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Find me the shoes of that man off Geordie Racer from 80s television.
That might be a bit specific.
That might be a bit specific, yeah.
Start off with something like the Super Nintendo version of Mario Kart.
I mean, I could go to CEX and get that. I'm not calling sex.
Why would you do that? You've got someone.
Sex wants me to say sex. I'm not going to call it sex. It's CEX.
You've got someone to do it for you. So why would you do that?
All right.
I thought he was running errands for you.
All right. Yeah, yeah. But errands. Yeah, but errands I can easily do myself. Like I want him to find me like a special Japanese Dreamcast.
Yeah.
In someone's loft. Yeah.
Good idea. Why has it got to be from someone's loft?
Because that's where you'd keep it.
Yeah, I've actually got my Super Nintendo's in the loft. I don't reckon it'll ever be able to be used again.
Oh, you could clean it up, I'm sure.
Someone could. That person would not be me.
Would not be you.
I wouldn't know what I was doing. Let's get out of here. We'll be back soon, as always, with some more of this. Thank you very much for listening. hello@lukeandpeach.com is the email address. We are working through your emails slowly. Mm. You can send your battery brands there as well. We are at Luke and Pete Show on social media. Extra content, things we talked about, contextual stuff that you might want to look at while you're listening to the show will all be found on those social media accounts, so please do check that out as well. Peter, any final thoughts from you?
I would very much like everyone to fuck off now.
And it's fuck off from me as well.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hold up. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.